When the traders come hooping down the final hill, waving their hats in the air, they weren't merely coming into a town, but entering the spirit of old Santa Fe. Even the animals seemed to become more and more merry, descending towards the city. Josiah Gray. Yeah!
The inhabitants shared the exhilaration of the visitors swarming into the streets with cries of Los Americanos, los carros, la entrada de la caravana, yeehaw, andale!
Indians drew their blankets around them and watched,
while dignified officials came forward with many bows.
As caravans drew up before La Fonda, civilizations met and mingled.
With goods unloaded and customs paid, pleasure followed business. Santa Fe was a happy place for most, and for some, a joyful interlude, drinking deeply from the wines of life. A time for dancing, perhaps even love.
At the Billiard Saloon, Fandango Tuesday evening. Good music, good wine, and pretty girls. Santa Fe Republican.
The dances are of several sorts. Ordinary waltz, slow waltz, and the cuna, or cradle dance, danced with arms locked and heads thrown back.
From the richest nabob to the beggar and buffoon, soberest matron to the most flippant belle, governor to ranchero, grandest señor to the cocinera, all partake in this exhilarating amusement. To judge from the quality of the instruments saluting the air almost every night, one might suppose a perpetual carnival prevailed.
If ever a people was undepressed by lack of worldly goods, it was the inhabitants of New Mexico. Tortillas, frijoles, tamales, a little fruit. No one starved. La gente seemed to move through life eternally singing.
Respecting fandangos, this term is not applied here to a particular dance, but is the usual one for all assemblies where dancing and frolicking occur. The term baile or ball, save for those of a higher grade.
All dances in Santa Fe are called fandangos, at least by the Americans. There is never any charge for admission. The dances have a wildness truly enchanting to us young enthusiasts. Though some require a rapidity, Americans find by no means easy to acquire.
I've known of brawls in fandangos. Invariably, they were where Americans and whiskey were in profusion. I've never seen any lack of decorum in any woman whatsoever. It is not uncommon, however, to see an elaborately dressed aristocrat dancing with a barefoot peon. James Webb, Adventures in the Santa Fe Trade.
Some Eastern reporter claimed all we were good for was three things: to grind corn on a rock, make tortillas, and dance. He should have seen us washing clothes in the river with a soapweed root, caring for the animals, human and otherwise, keeping the fire going, plastering and whitewashing, drying meat, planting and tending gardens just to warm up on a slow day before the grinding, baking, and dancing. Some women even went along the trail, though the most wealthy brought servants along for the hard work.
New Mexicans were full partners in the Missouri trade, supplying a full share of both teamsters and traders, as well as most winter pasture for the teams, and most of what those who didn't know better called Missouri mules.
A store in Bernalillo reported bringing from St. Louis.
Caps, coats, shawls, shoes, gloves,
glasses, spoons,
funnels, lanterns, tin pails, assorted nails, carriage whips, muslin canvas, cotton linen,
black lace, silk umbrellas, feather dusters, writing paper, ink, violin strings, etc.
Our wagons pulled in loaded with copper kettles, pots and pans and dishes of china, bundles of cloth, hats and shoes for the Perea store in Bernalillo. The trip had been a nightmare, however. A plague of cholera had broken out. We stopped many times to leave someone behind under a mound of earth. And it was December before we dragged into Las Vegas, having maybe lost a third. Yet, milagro, none of our Placitas men had been stricken, and there was much rejoicing at home. José Gurulés' recollections of 1867 recorded in 1940 as part of the New Mexico Federal Writers Project.
People came and people went, and every tongue they spoke, as near and far they traded, made fortunes and went broke.
With songs that cross all borders, tales that cross the years, as long as history remains, with memories, dreams, and tears.